If you don't like what you're singing, you sing a different hook. If you don't like what you're cooking, you get a different cook. If you don't like what you're wearing, you get a different look. You want to escape Armageddon? Read a different book. When knowledge is right there, we don't even look. December 2012 got the whole world shook. But look, the last days for others are the first days for us. The question to ask is, who can you trust? Respect to all that Mayan stuff. But when you really study it, it's cultural. It really don't apply to us. Hollywood lies to us all day. The question is, what does your culture say? Where's your culture at? Who's your prophet? What history guides your spiritual logic? It starts as a story, then it's hypnotic. Then any myth that comes along, you just adopt it. And why? Because your culture, you forgot it. December 2012, let's continue this topic. Turn the page. The present world age began 3114 BC. According to the Mayan calendar, this age concludes December 21st, 2012 AD. This 5,125-year cycle of time is one world age. Nothing changes overnight. It's all a process, a transition. It happens over many days. In the Mayan calculations, kin was one day. The Mayan you and all, that was 20 days. The tomb, that was 360 days. The cartoon, that's 7,200 days. The baktun, that's 144,000 days. And they applied that to the Milky Way. In the cycles, they saw the sun moving across the Milky Way equator, lining up with other galactic neighbors. We've been shifting for about 30 years, it seems, from 1980 to about 2016. The shift is now, it's occurring now. But if you're learning from the movies, man, you won't know how to survive or stay alive after the storm, because after that, a new world order is born. Oh, you don't know about the heart program? You still watching Lindsay? You don't see a low hand? Let's go, man. The flood is coming. Don't be scared. Be prepared. Keep your motor running. Now rock with me. Knowledge reigns supreme, you got to see. Cortez knew about the Aztec prophecy. Before he invaded their whole society, he studied their cultural philosophy. He knew they had armor, guns, and speed, so he arrived in the Aztec year of Juan Reed. That was the year that Quetzalcoatl was prophesied to return from exile. In fact, Cortez played out the Aztec myth and took away those people's will to resist. Cortez played on religious beliefs and blinded the Aztecs because he was a thief. The Yucatan, that's a Mayan book of cycles. It lets the Mayans know when the gods are gonna strike you. In fact, every 13 cartoons you see, the Mayans are visited with a catastrophe. So every 256 or 7 years, the Mayan people, man, they live with this fear. On the island of Tyasaur, now Flores, the Spanish came again, now armed with this knowledge. They knew, according to the Mayan heavens, that the next cycle was 1697. So as the Mayans stood there fixed on the heavens, the Spanish showed up there with all of their weapons. March 13, 1697, the Mayan people learned a terrible lesson. Your fears and tears are used against you, because 80% of world control is mental. But back to the Mayans, they're getting some more. 257 years after Tyasaur, a U.S.-backed coup overthrew their democracy in 1954. That's exactly 257 years from when the Spanish first arrived at their shore.